Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder, let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Leila Nishmas Avi Moria, Rav David Tzvi, Rav Yosef, and for Refua Shleima, for David Meir Ben Mindel. Today's daf was Pei Beis. In order for us to understand Pei Beis, we have to remember a little bit from what happened to Pei Aleph. So let me give a little background. A few things from Pei Aleph. We had a machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish about whether or not Truma Bizman Hazeh is Doraisa Drabanan. That's one thing to remember. Rabbi Yochanan held Doraisa, Reish Lakish held Drabanan. And based on that, we also had a case of rings of dried figs that we quoted in yesterday's daf, that they are batel and 1 in 100. And we thought maybe that's a raya that Truma Bizman Hazeh is Drabanan. But then the Gemara said at the very end, no, maybe this has to do with whether or not the pressed figs are a davar chashuv or not. Now that's related to another dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about whether es shadarko limnos or kol shadarko limnos. Kol shadarko limnos means anything that's occasionally sold by number is not batel. It's considered to be a davar chashuv, but it's not batel. If you hold es shadarko limnos, it's only things that are exclusively sold by number that are not batel, but things that are sometimes sold by number and sometimes not sold by number, that would be batel. So that's basically the introduction. And then the Gemara yesterday, at the end of yesterday's daf, had quoted a brisa which talks about pieces of meat, which is also relevant today. And the brisa had two cases. Case number one, you have one piece of tamei chatas gets mixed up with 100 pieces of tahar chatas. Tanakama said it is batel. Rabbi Huda said it's not batel. Then we had a second case. One piece of tahar chatas gets mixed in with 100 pieces of tahar chulin. In that case, everyone agrees it is not batel. So the last thing we learned in yesterday's daf was from the words katani mias. Katani mias, resha tale. It says that in the resha, it's batel. Now, why is it batel? Tanakama, the brisa holds, it's batel even though it's sometimes sold, pieces of meat are sometimes sold by number. Nevertheless, it's batel. So you see, something that's sold sometimes by number is not considered to be a davar chashuv. Only something that's exclusively sold by number is not batel, but something like a piece of meat which is sometimes sold by number is batel. So this is a riot of Rabbi Yochanan, because that's Rabbi Yochanan's shita. Rabbi Yochanan holds things that are sometimes sold b'minyan and sometimes not sold b'minyan are batel. Only things that are exclusively sold b'minyan, es shadarko limnos, is not batel. So this brisa seems to be a raya from the fact that it is batel. This is something that sometimes is sold by a minyan, and it is batel. This is a question against Reish Lakish. How could Reish Lakish say that even things that are sometimes sold b'minyan is not batel? So it's a kash against Reish Lakish. So the Gemara answered, Amar Rabbi Chiya Barei de Rav Huna bini mocha. We're talking about a case where the meat melted. It melted. So if it melted, it's not a davar chashuv. Everybody agrees it's not a davar chashuv. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi my tamid Rabbi Huda, the very last thing we did yesterday. So the top line, Rabbi Huda l'tamei, da amar min b'mino lo batel. So even if it's melted, Rabbi Huda says it's still not batel for a different reason. Because Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, min b'mino is not batel. Ask the Gemara, avaloni mocha, mai. But what, if it wasn't melted, what are you going to tell me? Lo yisale. It's not batel. Adetani, aval chaticha shel chatas tahora. Shinis avra b'mea chaticha shel chulun tahoros. Why, when the Mishnah was looking for a case that it was not batel, why did the Mishnah run to a case of where one piece of chatas got mixed up into 100 pieces of chulun? Just say a more simple distinction. Why was the second case of the brisa running to a different case of a piece of chatas that got mixed up in 100 pieces of chulin? Now, Niflog v'nista b'dida. Why don't you just distinguish within the first case of the Braisa and distinguish between melted versus not melted? Niflog v'nista b'dida. B'medvar amor b'shni mocha. When do we say that one piece of tamei chatas, that gamak step in 100 pieces of tar chatas, when is it yes, batel, if it melted, so it's not chashuv? Avaloni mocha. But if it's not melted, lo salem. Answers the Gemara, tahoros b'tahoros adivle. No, the Mishnah would rather run to a case of one tar chatas in 100 tar chulin, because tar b'tar adifle. I'd rather tell you that, because that's a bigger chiddush. It's a bigger chiddush to say that one tar piece of chatas is not batel in 100 tar pieces of chulin. It's not batel because it's not such a big loss. It's not such a big loss of money. Why is it not such a big loss of money? You could just let a kohen eat the whole mixture. Only a kohen's allowed to eat chatas. Yisrael is allowed to eat chulin. So it's a bigger chiddush to tell me that even tar b'tar is not batel because it's not such a hefsid merubah. It's not such a big loss. Sell it to a kohen, you could still sell it. As opposed to the other case, where if you're going to tell me that's not batel, you're going to have to burn it all. So that's not such a big chiddush to say that that's not batel. Says the Gemara, Ula Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, that we said that it's melted, Maishna Reishna, Maishna Seifa. If all of it's talking about meat that's melted, so why does Reish Lakish say in the Reisha it is batel, and in the Seifa it's not batel? Again, the Reisha was one piece of chatas tamei that got mixed up with 100 pieces of chatas tahar. There we said it is batel, but one piece of chatas tahar that got mixed up in 100 pieces of chatas chulin tahar, that's not batel. Why? What's the difference if it's all melted? So what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? Amar Rav Shimon Rav Idi. So now the Gemara is going to present three answers to this kasha. Why, according to Reish Lakish, is the Reisha yes batel and the Seifa is not batel? So answer number one, obviously the Reisha of Idi, Reisha b'tumas mashkin d'rabanan, Seifa d'oraisa. The Reisha is talking about where the stuff became tame with liquid, so it's only tumas d'rabanan, therefore we're lenient to allow bittel to occur. But the Seifa is talking about chatas that got mixed up in chulin. For a non-Kohen to eat chatas, that's an Issa d'oraisa, because the non-Kohen might be tamei. For him to eat a mixture as if it's chulin, maybe he's going to eat it when it's tamei, that's an Issa d'oraisa, and therefore, we're going to be machmir and say, min bimino is not batel. Ask the Gemara, aval tumas sheretz mai lo sala. What? So it's only because it's tumas mashkin d'rabanan, but if it was tumas sheretz, we're going to say it's not batel. Again, same kash as before. Why did you run in the Sefer to a case of a piece of chatas that's tahar, that can get mixed up with 100 pieces of chulin? That's tahar, it's not batel. Why don't you just make a distinction between tumas mashke, which is the rabbanon, and tumas sheretz, which is the oraisa? B'medvar amor b'tumas mashke and the rabbanon. Avo b'tumas sheretz lo. Answer the Gemara, same answer as before. Tahor up at Tahoros Adifle. It's a bigger chiddush to tell me that even where everything's tahar, it's still not batel. Ask the Gemara. So that's one answer. Now the Gemara gives a second answer. Rabba Amar, Reisha Isser Lav, Seifa Isser Kares. Second answer is no. Really, we're all talking about sheretz. It's all Tumma Doraisa. There's no Tumas Mashkin Derabana. But why is it yes batel on the Reisha and not batel on the Seifa? Because there's a difference between a tahar person eating tamei food or a tamei person eating tahar food. A tahar person eating tamei food, that's only an isser lav. But a tamei person eating kachim, that's an isser kares. So by an isser lav, we will say yes bittul, but by an isser kares, there's no bittul. Says the Gemara, really? Vaharabba hu damar. You're going to give this answer for Rabba? But Rabba is the one who said, kol b'doraisa. Anytime we're talking about an isser midoraisa, lo yishna isser lav, lo yishna isser kares. It makes no difference whether it's a lav or a kares. If it's doraisa, it's not going to be batel. There's no distinction by takanas drabanan between an iser, meaning a takana derabanan, meaning this issue of bittul is a din derabanan, but there's no difference in an iser do raisa or an iser sheish bo kares as far as takanas derabanan. There's no distinction. So this is not a good answer. So the Gemara says, you're right, kasha. That's a problem. Gemara now gives a third answer. Rav Ashi Amar, seifa mishim davli dova sheish lo matirin. Rav Ashi says, no, you know why it's not bittul in the seifa? What was the seifa? The seifa was one piece of chatos tahar that get mixed up in 100 pieces of chulin tahar. That's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Why is the Gemara calling this davar sheyesh lo matirin? Because for a kohen it would be mutter, but for Yisrael it would be aser. So instead of saying bittul and allowing Yisrael to eat it, just let a kohen eat it. And therefore, the Gemara calls that a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Says the Gemara right away, v'ha de Rav Ashi bedusahi. The statement of Rav Ashi is dead wrong. Not only is it dead wrong, the Ritva writes, Rav Ashi could never have said such a dumb thing. He never would have said, why are you calling this a davar sheyesh lo matirin? It's not true. Leman, who's it a davar sheyesh lo matirin for? Ila kohen. If it's for a kohen, mishra shari, it's totally permissible. Il Yisrael lo olam aser, it's always aser for Yisrael to eat a piece of chatas. For a kohen, it's always mutter. For Yisrael, it's always aser. Why are you calling that a davar sheyesh lo matirin? A davar sheyesh lo matirin means something that's aser now and it's going to become mutter. This thing is not aser, it's going to, like a beitza shenol to be yantif, an egg born on yantif, which today it's muktzah, but tomorrow it's going to be mutter. So that makes sense. Says, but here, this is always usser for Yisrael and always mutter for a kohen. How are you calling that a davar sheyesh lo matirin? It's not going to become mutter. It's mutter already now for a kohen, and it's usser for Yisrael. That's not changing. Says the Gemara, Elohadar of Ashi Bidusahi. Now we're going to go back to the machlokas of Yochanan Rishlakish about Truma Bizman Azeh. Is it Daraisa Darabanan? Ask the Gemara, Vesavar Rabbi Yochanan Truma Bizman Azeh Daraisa. Does Rabbi Yochanan really hold? By the way, I didn't wish a good vach to everybody. Good vach to David Yeshua and Mordechai, and Reuben from Harrisburg, and Svika, and Gershon Eitan, and Yisrael Moshe. Deutsch. So ask the Gemara, V'savar Rav Yochanan Trum Bizman Azeh Dai Raisa. So in yesterday's daf, we learned that Reish Lakish holds Trum Bizman Azeh Dai Rabbanan. Rav Yochanan holds Trum Bizman Azeh Dai Raisa. Ask the Gemara, is that really true? The Rav Yochanan holds Trum Bizman Azeh Dai Raisa. V'atanya, we learned in the Braisa the following case. Shtei Kupos. Two boxes filled with wheat. Achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. One box is chulin, one box is truma. Well, if name shtei soin, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. In front of the two boxes, you have one measure, a saw, a measuring cup filled with wheat of truma, and one filled with chulin. V'naflu elu b'soch elu. And the two measuring cups filled with truma and chulin fell into the two boxes filled with truma and chulin. And we don't know which cup fell into which box. Hare elu mutarin. So, this is mutter to be eaten by anybody. The chulin, the box of chulin is mutter. Why? Shani omer, truma l'soch truma naflo, v'chulin m'soch chulin naflo. We assume that the truma fell into the truma, and the chulin fell into the chulin. V'am Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, it's only if you have a majority of the chulin against the truma, that there was more chulin than truma in the cup. So it was a saw plus in the box. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afal pi shelo rabu chulin ala truma. Rabbi Yochanan says, this works even in a case of 50-50. Says the Gemara, Bishlom ala Reish Lakish, kusavar b'drabanan, nami ribu yuhu debinan. Reish Lakish is a opinion I understand. Truma bizman azez derabanan. But even though it's derabanan, so it's a suffix derabanan, which fell into which. But you still need a rove. Elo l'Rabbi Yochanan, kashya. Rabbi Yochanan holds truma bizman azez daraisa. And Rabbi Yochanan said it even works if it's 50-50. It's a suffix daraisa. Why are you allowed to be lenient? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan will answer you, how many rabbanan he? Rabbi Yochanan says, I really hold like Rabbi Yossi, that Truma Bizman Azez Daraisa, but this Bryce is holding like Chachamim who hold Truma B'zman is as the Rabbanon. Va'anod Amik Rabbi Yosi, I hold a Rabbi Yosi, the Sanya B'Seder Olam. We learned in a brisa called Seder Olam, authored by Rabbi Yosi. Asher Yarshu Avosecha V'Yirishta, Pasuk says in the Tzavim, Asher Yarshu Avosecha V'Yirishta, why does it say Yerusha twice? Yerusha Rishonu Ushniya Yeshlan. The first Yerusha was when we went to Eretz Yisrael the first time with Yeshua. Eretz Yisrael had Kedusha. Then we got thrown out. Eretz Yisrael lost its Kedusha. Then Ushniya Yeshlan, Ezra and Nehemiah went up and sanctified the land again. And that sanctity remained. And therefore the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael nowadays is Doraisa. Ushlishis Einlan. But the third sanctification you didn't need. Because the second sanctification was already holy. This price holds Truman Bizman Azez Doraisa. We don't need a third sanctification. Or Rabbi Yochanan Man Tana Seder Olam Rabbi Yosi. Oh. Okay, so now we're saying that Rabbi Yochanan holds in the case of the two boxes. That's Chachamim who say Truman Bizman Azez Dorabon. Ask the Gemara, V'savar Rabbi Yochanan b'drabbanan lo b'in a ribuya. Is that really true that Rabbi Yochanan holds that whenever you have a din drabbanan, you don't also need a rov on top of the din drabbanan? You could just say Safek drabbanan l'kula, even not a rov. Says the Gemara v'hatanam, but we learned in a Mishnah, mikveh sheyesh b'arbaim sah mechuvanos. If you have a mikveh that has exactly 40 sah, nasan sa'a v'natal sah, let's say you pour a sa'a, one sa'a, it has 40 sa'a, the mikveh. Now you pour one sa'a of fruit juice, which is not kosher for a mikveh. And then you take out, and then it gets dissolved. And then you take out a sa'a of the rainwater. Kosher. Amruhudu Rashaylam Rabbi Asim Rabbi Yochanan, Ad Rubo. Rabbi Yochanan says you could do this 19 times. As long as you still have 21 sa'a of rainwater in there, you could do that 19 times. So you see, even though this is a suffix Durabanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, you still need a majority. My lav dinishtaya rubo, Rabbi Yochanan meant that you got to leave 21 there. Why is this only a dinder abanan? That's a good question. The Rishonim debate this. Tosis talks about it. Why is only a dinder abanan? Because mayim she'uvim only might be in this dinder abanan. I may pair us up soon, though. Right? So Tosis talks about it, gives various answers. But it's a Durabbanan. So my lab dinish tayruba. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan holds, even by a suffix Durabbanan, you still need a rove. So the Gemara gives two answers. Lo. That's not what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Delo nishkal ruba. Rabbi Yochanan said you could really do it 20 times. So it's 50-50 with the water, as long as you don't do it 21 times, in which case you only have 19 rainwater left. So you have a majority of bad water. That you can't do. Second answer is, there's a difference between the case of the two boxes of Truma and Chulin and the sum of Truma and Chulin in this case. There, it's a 50-50 chance that maybe the Truma went into the Truma box and the Chulin went to the Chulin box. So since it's a Safek Derabanan, you don't need a Rov because you're allowed to just say, it could be 50-50 and it's good because you're allowed to say the Truma went into the Truma and the Chulin went into the Chulin. But over here, what are you going to say? That when you took out the one saw of water, so you took out the whole thing of fruit juice, that's not true. It dissolves right away. So that's why over here you need a rove. By the case of the mikvah, you need 21 saw of rainwater against the 19 of fruit juice. But over there by the truma, even 50-50, Rabbi Yochanan would say it's okay. Now we go back to something from yesterday's daf. Then in yesterday's daf, we learned that an androgynous is considered like a zachar. So there's a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said androgynous is like a zachar. And therefore, not only can an androgynous feed his wife Truma Bizman Hazeh, which is Doraisa, he can even feed his wife, if an androgynous who's a Kohen, let's say an androgynous is the son or daughter, he's got the male and female organs. He's a son of a Kohen who married a Bas Kohen. So the kid, the androgynous is a Kohen, and he marries a girl. So the Mishnah assumes Androgyn is a boy. So if he marries a girl, his wife is not only going to eat Shumah, he's even going to eat Chaz of Ashok, which is a Din Doraisa. Rish Lakish said no. We could assume he's a Zachar only for Odin Durabanan. Truma Bisman Azez Durabanan, but not for Chaz of Ashok, which is a Din Doraisa. Says the Gemara. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Androgynous, no say. Sounds like an androgynous is allowed to marry a girl, l'chatchila. So we treat an androgynous like a boy. Sounds like even l'chatchila is allowed to marry a girl. So it's a riot of Rabbi Yochanan, a question against Reish Lakish. Answer the Gemara, Tani, the Mishnah means to say, im nasa. No, if he marries a boy, if he marries a girl, he needs a get. But really, he's not allowed to do it l'chatchila. That's what Reish Lakish would answer. Says the Gemara, come on, it's not what it says. V'hanosik tani. Says Gemara, oh yeah, you're reading the Mishnah so carefully. What about the end of the Mishnah? Will he taimeich? If you want to say that it means the chatchila, my avalonisa. When the Mishnah says that an androgynous cannot get married, we can't. If a boy gives kiddushin to an androgynous, she can't get married. Ain't onisa. Which it sounds like it means the chatchila. Ain't onisa. What do you mean? We understand. Isn't it obvious that if the androgynous is allowed to get married l'chatchila, obviously he's fully a male, and therefore we don't need the Mishnah to tell me that he's not a woman and can't get married. Elamai must be, we have to explain, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Nisa means b'di'evid, that if someone went ahead and married her. So no se nami b'di'evid. So maybe also no se means b'di'evid, if he got married. Answer the Gemara, Amri, lo. No, it's not talking about b'di'evid. No say l'chatchila mashma. No say really means like Rabbi Yochanan said, that he's a complete zachar, and therefore he's allowed to get married even l'chatchila. Avalon nisa, but the mission, when it said avalon nisa, that if she went ahead and got married, meaning if a man went ahead and married her, it's not a good marriage. It doesn't. It's not only mean the chachila. It means even b'di'evid. It's not a good marriage because he's a full male. D'evid nami lo. Avalonisa means even b'di'evid, and you can't be medayik from the sefer to the resha. So the sefer means he's allowed to get married with chachila, and the resha means he's allowed to get married with chachila, and the sefer means if a man marries her, even b'di'evid, it's not a good marriage. So it sounds like a writer of Yochanan, the Mishnah is a writer of Yochanan, that androgynous is like a full male. And it's a question against Reish Lakish. Ask the Gemara, wait a minute. Lami diktani seifa, but I'll prove to you against Rabbi Yochanan. Because in the seifa it says, Rabbi Lezer Omer, androgynous chayev an alav skila kazachar. If a man has relations with an androgynous, he's chayev skila, like a zachar. That's Rabbi Lezer. Now what's the Tanakama hold? Mechlal the Tanakama sfuki misakoi. Doesn't that mean that Tanakama hold he doesn't get skila if a man would have relations with an androgynous because maybe he's a woman? Says the Gemara, no, that's not what the Mishnah means at all. Bein lamar mevship shitulei. No, both Rabbi Eliezer and Tanakama hold that an androgynous is a zachar. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about if a man has relations with an androgynous, does he only get skila if he has relations with him as a male? Or does he even get skila if he has relations with the androgynous through the female organ? Says the Gemara, Bein lamar mishpat pshitalei, that he's a zachar. Ikabanaya skila mishnei makomos. The machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Lezer is, would a man who has relations with an androgynous get skila by having relations with him only as a man or even as a woman? Tanakam, mar savar, Tanakam holds chayon alev skila mishnei makomos. Tanakama holds if a man has relations with an androgynous, whether he has relations with him as a man or he has relations with him through his female organ, either way, the man gets skila. Umar Sava, Rabbi Lezer disagrees and says, no, kizachar. You only chayev skila for having relations with an androgynous as a zachar. But if you have relations with an androgynous as a female, then you would not get skila for having relations with an androgynous. Gentlemen, we will stop here. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. A good vach.